Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Portion. He lifts my head in glory.
Are you sitting down?
For my head the Lord has exalted.
Has the Lord exalted your head?
He teaches me to prosper. I have come with stories to tell. I have come with
testimonies.
Take a look at me, you can see it. Say you can call me
testimony.
And it's my time and it is my season. See all around me
testimony.
And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want every day.
To you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. This morning, the Son of Righteousness is here, and I see you receiving your healing. I see you receiving your salvation. I see you receiving your deliverance in the name of Jesus. This morning, the testimonies I'm going to read will show you how people have been delivered from addiction and have been healed because of the Son of Righteousness. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. So this one goes like this. Healing from the mantle and communion. Hey, put your hands together. How many of us were here this morning earlier for the prayer meeting? By the grace of God, we have another mantle to use. And I believe that it will produce the miracle you are believing God for. Amen. Amen. This one says, I want to testify of how God healed me of an unbearable headache for 2 weeks. Unbearable headache 2 weeks ago through the mantle Bishop Sam gave us and the communion he led us to take around the same time. I'm sure somebody will be saying, oh, utio yaswa, eden fa parabie. But people die of headache, isn't it? Yeah, headache can kill you. Hallelujah. Even though I'm an art student, I know headache can kill you. So it says, I started experiencing severe headache throughout last 3 weeks. I felt it was because I wasn't taking enough water. So I consciously kept on taking water throughout the week, but it didn't help. It became unbearable on Saturday. I remembered the mantle Bishop Sam gave us and prayed over in January this year, which I kept by my bedside. So at about 3 a.m. on Sunday, I covered my head with a mantle and then slept. Somebody say, wow. When I woke up, the headache was way better and not as intense. God being so good, We had communion that Sunday morning in church. Don't take anything that goes on in church for granted. Though for that particular Sunday, we ran out of communion, I followed Bishop Sam's instruction and quickly located someone who could share her communion with me. This is faith, isn't it? I'm sure you would have been bothered. How come I've come to church and the communion was not enough? But she believed and she followed the instruction, located someone and shared the communion with her. To the glory of God, the headache vanished completely. And by afternoon, oh, put your hands together for Jesus. The headache vanished completely. And by afternoon of that same day, I had forgotten I was having a headache some few hours earlier. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hey, I say the miracle that God is going to do in your life, you will forget that you have faced any problem before. In Jesus' name, as many as believe has have received, amen. I want to thank God for healing me and also want to say God bless you, Bishop Sam, for continually availing yourself to be used by God to minister various miracles to us. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Woo! The mantle and the communion knew the root cause of the headache and they dealt with it. As you have come here this morning, whatever is the cause of your problem, as you sit under the anointing of the anointed, your problems are solved in Jesus' name. This is another powerful testimony. Someone say another powerful testimony. In fact, I have read testimonies upon testimony, but this one is wild. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one is testimony of deliverance from alcoholism. Hey! Oh! Put your hands together! You haven't dealt with some addictions before. Alcoholism is a major thing. So if God has delivered this brother from alcoholism, it's a major miracle. Someone say, a major miracle. Okay, so it goes like this. Thank you, Bishop Sam, for encouraging church members to win souls. Someone say, wow. One Saturday afternoon. Someone say, one Saturday afternoon. I was in a drinking bar in Community 11. Someone say, Iye. Saturday afternoon. I was in a drinking bar in Community 11, drinking alcohol, when some church members came to me to witness to me. Oh, put your hands together for such church members. Hallelujah. They preached to me about Jesus and led me to Christ. The Sunday after, I came to church, gave my life to Christ when the altar call was made, and started the new believer school. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. This is a major miracle. Started new believer school. So if you are here, you have given your life to Christ, please join the new believer school, isn't it? I used to get drunk every day and even sleep outside on the street because I was too drunk to go home. Alcohol was my food and water. Someone say, mercy. Since that Saturday, someone say, since that Saturday, I say to the glory of God that I have not drunk any alcohol. You cannot be sitting down. Hey! I said you cannot be sitting down. Hey, let's appreciate God. Wow. Since that Saturday in April, we like testimonies of cars and babies, but I feel that this is a wild testimony because it has to do with the soul of someone. He said alcohol was my food and water. Can you imagine? And some people went to him, and by the grace of God, he says, I have not drunk any alcohol. I have lost appetite for it completely. Hey! I see you losing appetite for any bad habits in the name of Jesus. My brother at home drinks, and he has been offering me some, but I always refuse, and he is surprised because we used to get drunk together. Someone say mercy. I come to the gathering service and weekday center service, and my life is getting better and better. I see your life getting better and better in the name of Jesus. He says, God bless you, Bishop Sam, for encouraging church members to be interested in souls. I don't know where I would have been if those two church members hadn't come to me that day. I am very grateful to God. Church, let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. We thank God for such a pastor who will encourage you to win a soul. Someone who was taking alcohol as food and water today is transformed. That is why I am encouraging you. Be part of the vision of tools. Our part is to bring what? 3 members to church by the close of the year. As we do this, miracles will happen in our lives. God bless you.
We want to thank you, Father, one more time for today. We give you praise, we give you glory. How we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in church. We are grateful, Lord, for grace and for mercy. We are grateful. It is not by anything that we have done, but has been by your grace. Hallelujah. Today we ask that we never live the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. So I just want to conclude our series on practicing your faith. Name it, claim it, and take it. I want to conclude it today. How many of you are believing God for some breakthroughs? Now, the Bible makes us to see it in going back that the master key to our breakthrough is faith. God has made us to know that the just shall live by faith. And faith must not just be there, you must practice your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I started telling that name it, claim it, and take it is the practicing of your faith. Because Bible says that faith without works is dead. Faith is supposed to profit you. Faith is supposed to give you breakthroughs. But without works, it is dead. And I spoke to you that there are big faith and there's small faith. Weak faith and strong faith. Remember when Jesus was talking about faith for shirts, faith for food, faith for car, faith for visa. Jesus said that this is little faith.
Anytime
you see a Christian who is always praying and asking God for visa, asking God for food, asking God for shed, the person has little faith. Do you know why it's little faith? He says that what you are asking for, even the unbelievers ask for it. And
he
says even some people who don't ask, like birds and some even animals, get it. So how can you serve such a big God and every day you are crying for money to eat? It's small faith. It's small faith. Big faith is when you can believe that this person who is a drunkard, when you can believe that the person can be saved, that is big faith. Are you here with me? Big faith is when it is raining and you don't feel like going to church, but you walk through it and come to church with or without car. That is big faith. So stop operating on little faith and believe God for big things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So having laid this foundation, I want to go on to say that in practicing your faith, one of the things you should know is that you can have what you say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have what you say. Because you see, what you say is very, very important. If you don't know what you say, shut up. Because what you say is very, very, very important. That is why you don't just have to talk by heart. Make sure that what you are saying, you mean it. Otherwise, by the time you realize, you have said things that you don't want. Bible says in Proverbs 18:21. It said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. That means that as you are today, it's as a result, it's the fruit of what you have been saying yesterday. If yesterday you said that we are going to die because of the economy,
and now can say, oh, economy needs to end.
That is why today we are bearing fruit of dying. But if yesterday you said that, no, I don't care what happens in the economy.
And now can say, oh, economy.
But he that keepeth me and provided for me is God. You will see that in spite of whatever happens, you will live. And you will not die. Hallelujah. So make sure that whatever you say, you say it in exercising of your faith. Otherwise, by the time you realize, you have killed yourself with your tongue. Yeah. Many of us, we die before we die. There was a certain lady who, when he was growing up, had a small boil on the forehead. And she used to joke with it to his friends that, oh, this is my cancer. This is
cancer.
Eventually, that thing developed into a cancer and killed
her.
So watch out what you say. Especially in conversation and other way we talk. You know, sometimes we have conversational way of talking and commanding way of talking. And many times we make mistakes when you are just conversing, but we think that we are just saying something. Please, don't just say something. If you don't mean what you are saying, don't say it. Because you see, you'll be trapped by it.
Because
the Bible said that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And if you love it, you are going to eat the fruit of it. Let's read some few more verses and then we'll close. Are you sure? Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2 says, you are snared with the words of thy mouth. And thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. So what you have said traps you. Amen. When you were joking with your friends, they made them in Warida.
You say that I will never marry.
You trapped yourself.
What's wrong with
you? That is why today you are cursing, you are removing ancient curses and whatever is not happening. You have to remove your own curse from your mouth. You said it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so be careful again what you say. Because the Bible says in James 3:10 that out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. How can you be saying this today and tomorrow you are saying another thing? What you have to say is what God's word has said. That is the way to exercise your faith. And as long as you exercise your faith, by the grace of God, you are going to see what the Lord will do in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, you don't need to see before you believe.
Bible say, "Enhiasi yadi enibe huansa yajiedi."
The mouth have been given to you to exercise your faith.
Amen.
As it is written, Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Say the actual.
You know that's what happened to Abraham. Abraham's enemies could not help it.
Abraham na natamfu nina no.
And he himself could not help his enemies. He called himself Abraham. So whether you like it or not, you call him father of many nations. That's why you need to give your children good names.
Romans 4:17.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth, say calleth, calleth. You see, he speaks.
Okanioma.
Calleth.
Ofrenioma.
Listen, the first time God spoke a word, did he speak to a human being?
There
was no human being around. So I told you that, look, communication was first made for creation. The first word said, let there be light. Let there be this, let there be that. He wasn't communicating to any human being. He was just pronouncing and proclaiming things. And commanding things to be. So your mouth has been created to frame things. And you can wake up in the morning and practice your faith by calling those things that be not as though they were. That is why when they say that there is no employment, you can tell yourself that you can be employed.
Yes.
Don't join unemployment association.
Unemployment
you have already condemned yourself to death, to unemployment. When they say it is not, say it is.
So I must say, say
it is because God has said it is. Don't ever believe whatever anybody is saying and accept it. Hallelujah. It is. When they told me that there is no employment, you can't employ anybody, I said that, look, I am not only just going to be employed, I'm going to be employed at the best place you can ever have to work.
I said,
I'm not just going to be employed, though. I want the best place. In those days, they have said that they have put a freeze on employment. I said, minus me. Say, minus you.
Minus me.
And where I wanted is where I got. I didn't get a rural bank. I got a central bank of Ghana.
Rural bank.
Because that is what I said with my mouth. And you can also have what you say. You can have it. By the way, what do you lose by saying it in your room and not getting it?
Who cares? Nobody heard.
When you are in your room and say, hey, from today, I am Mrs. Maybe because you have some brother in the church. And say, I am Mrs. James Bond.
Me, I'm Mrs. James Bond.
Nobody heard you. When you come and say James Bond hasn't proposed, what do you lose?
Now, but say James Bond wants to pair.
Charlie, don't keep quiet. Say something. Don't keep quiet. Say something. I have said that our road is going to be the best road in the area. As I kept saying it. It is not by chance that the DC is in the church. It's because of what I've been saying. He has come to church. You will live and see that our road will become the best road in the area. You mark my words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm sure that he's blessed to be associated with us, because it will make him go places.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? It will make him go places. But he's going to be one of the best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So say it. Whatever situation you are facing, there is something God has said about it. Just look for what God has said about it and say it. Mark 11:23. He shall have whatsoever he saith.
Or sin in Sabbe can be beard in a nobe can be.
He shall do what? He shall do what?
Whatsoever he saith.
Not whatsoever he prayeth.
And yet, Nioba Bohun Payo.
Prayer has its place.
Empire so on.
But whatsoever he saith. Whatsoever he saith. So it's good to pray. It's good to do everything. But you should also use your mouth to say something. It shall come to pass. From today,
if we are miracle,
begin to frame your world. Begin to frame your world. Begin to say good things. That is why I'm not one of those who say that Ghana will never be well.
It's me mean cause Ghana ain't you.
I never wonder that Ghana will never progress.
Me can't cross on my case.
I said as long as I remain in Ghana.
Media makacha must say me what Ghana hang.
Because of me alone.
It says me kwa me what Ghana had.
Ghana will be okay.
Ghana be ye.
There shall not be any war in Ghana.
War emba
in the name of Jesus. And because of you.
Na usunti.
Don't you remember when Abraham was talking to God and said, if one sinner, if one righteous person concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, if one righteous person is there, he started by saying 100, came to 10, came to this, came to that. Would you perchance destroy this nation? So because of you, so begin to say some positive things and you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. And today, we want to make some positive confessions in our lives. And let it not end from today. Listen, me, no matter what you say, somebody asked me, how are you? I say, it is okay. It is nice. I remember once somebody asked me, in the midst of a certain difficult situation, how are you doing? I say, I'm on top. I said, why are you saying you are on top? I said, because I'm seated above every situation in my life. Why are you saying that? Because I'm seated with Christ Jesus. At the right hand side of God. And God said, far above every power. Everything far above principality. That is where I'm seated. So it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Whatever couldn't keep Jesus under cannot put me under. Because I am securely seated with him at the right hand side of God. Beloved, listen, your problem is just some words away.
Oh,
Pastor, I want you to put oil on me. Oil has its place. Mantle has its place. Just like the honorable said, you also have something to do to help. And what do you have to do? Create your own situation by what you say. And don't accept what people say. Whose report will you believe? I remember when the doctor told me. They said you have 4 years to live.
Doctor Kachere, me say me won fie nine. And I met us as so.
4 years to live if after you're having a test.
May a test be.
Anyways, about 8 or 10 years now.
Sadi we achim.
4 years to live. But if you don't ever let any doctor tell you that. If you are not a certain way, you can die before even the time comes.
Yes, sir. I'm sure I'll be once I'm renewed.
But I kept telling myself that I shall live and not die.
Catch me once. Metna as I see.
And by the grace of God. It changed every situation. Change your situation by what you say. Faith without works is dead. And the best way to practice your faith is to use the power of your mouth. Don't kill your marriage by saying that, as for me, I'm married to a devil. Hey! You are married to a devil. No wonder the man has been beating you left, right, center. And no wonder he has been lying to you because he's a devil. Don't let anything push you. You see, even when you are pushed the world to say the negative, you still say positive things. Say, my husband is the best husband. My wife is the best wife. my boss is the most reasonable boss you can ever have. Even though, he said, the things that be not, even though your husband, you know, you suspect that the kind of cases that have been coming on your phone with small girls and their faces, giving pieces on the phone, you suspect, but you are still believing. Pastor, you see, if you know I'm soft, you see, that's the devil just wants you to speak death into the situation. So say positive things to your life. And from today, as for me, what I know is that this congregation seated here, there is none who shall say that the Lord has failed me. For the Lord shall be good to you. The Lord shall give you jobs. The Lord shall feed you. Has it not been said that the Lord is my shepherd? And therefore I shall not want. I declare that anything that God has ordained for you to make it in life, you shall not want it in Jesus' name. You shall not want accommodation. You shall not want food to eat. You shall not want any good thing in life. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the family you are coming from. You belong to the family of God. Your bloodline is the blood of Jesus. Because of that, you are destined to inherit the things of God. In the name of Jesus. From today, I want you to say this with me. Say, greater is He.
Greater is He
that is in me,
that is in me,
than he that is in the world,
than he that is in the world.
I have the anointing to work hard, to learn in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have the anointing
to break through
in every situation. I see the anointing
for new ideas
to break forth
like never before.
I have an anointing for excellence. Whatever I do,
I shall excel.
If I write my exam, I shall be the best. I shall have one.
Or A plus.
In the name of Jesus. I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
My business cannot fail.
My business cannot fail.
My marriage cannot fail.
My marriage cannot fail.
My children cannot fail in school. Because God is with me.
Because God is with me.
I have everything in abundance.
I have everything in abundance.
I have the anointing. To be creative. My ears are anointed.
My ears are anointed.
Therefore, I hear the right things.
Therefore, I hear the right things.
You know, some of you, you are hearing wrong things. Maybe you are about to get married.
And shall be worried.
Instead of marrying the right person,
shall be worried, Papa. No.
Because the wrong person is telling you wrong things.
It's not saying Papa born in the air can your my born in a tree wunting.
And you don't have ears to hear.
Now we need.
You are falling for it. But may God anoint your ears so that you shall hear what you need to hear. In the name of Jesus. Say, I have every necessary information.
To succeed.
My heart is anointed.
To receive wisdom from God.
I am anointed. I have anointed eyes. To see opportunities all around me. Hey, you said there is no job. You said there is no market for your business. You said there are no opportunities. Young graduate, may God anoint your eyes. If you know the opportunities in Ghana, we will never ever go anywhere to borrow. That is why I ask God to open the eyes of our leaders, that they will see the opportunities around us, that we shall not go to white men to borrow from them, but we shall see amongst ourselves, we shall see on our own land the opportunities that God has given to us, in the name of Jesus. And for you yourself, may you see the opportunities right around you, in the name of Jesus. I have anointed hands. Hold your hands like that. I have anointed hands. to make my business work.
Because
Bible says everything your hand will touch will be blessed. Your hairdressing saloon will be blessed. Your law firm will be blessed. Your architect firm will be blessed. Your engineering firm will be blessed. Everything you are doing will be blessed. Your career will be blessed. Everything you have done will be blessed.
Amen.
If you are a footballer, you will be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because your hand is anointed. Your hand is anointed. I have an anointed mind. Say, I am intelligent.
I am intelligent.
I have a new anointing for life. And I have anointing for wisdom.
Anything I touch,
shall prosper. Shall prosper. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, whatever I have said, it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. If you believe what you have said, it shall come to pass. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. And let's bow down our heads. Lord, we believe and therefore we have spoken. And we know that whatever we have said, because we are children of faith, in your spirit is in us,
yes,
we shall have it.
Yes.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now before we close,
you
want to say, Pastor, I came to church today because someone invited me to church. I came to church on my own. I felt like coming to church. But as you preached, the word of God, I felt the love of God in my heart. And I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to make God my shepherd. And I want a new life. So, Pastor, pray for me to have new life. To have a new life. Pray for me. Pastor, I need God. In my life, I need God to forgive me of my sins. I need God to make me a new person. So pray for me. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering this one from every kind of sin and bondage, delivering them from alcoholism, from any form of addiction, delivering them. Thank you for washing them with your blood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is why you came to die for us, that souls will go to heaven and not go to hell. This is why you came. We thank you. Now, if you brought any of these ones to church, I want to come and stand behind the person. Wow. Now, all those of you who are standing behind, lift up your hands. Those standing behind. Father, the Bible says that they that be wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. These ones have been wise and have brought souls to church. May they shine in everything they are doing.
Amen.
May they shine more than the brightest stars.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Anything in their lives that doesn't allow them to break out, Father, we pray for a divine intervention.
Amen.
That you remove it from their lives.
Amen.
And just bless them.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Those of you in front, I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Those of you here, say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth
that Jesus.
That Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
From today.
From today.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you
to forgive me.
To forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
And make me your own.
And make me your own.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That just as I am.
That just as I am.
You have made me your own.
You have made me your own.
I confess.
I confess.
That I am yours.
That I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Omunka Uchi Mundi Mechi Kasi Eradi Yesu.
Eradi Yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sewa Jimmy.
Sewa Jimmy.
Papa.
Papa.
And Ariye.
And every
made him home out,
made him home out,
made him a kuma mount,
made him a kuma mount,
Misrao,
Misrao,
from a bonny in a chem,
from bonny a chem,
natural me dean,
natural me dean,
Ewan Kwahumanim,
Ewan Kwahum,
said a bear me wa,
said a bear me wa,
and I saw ba,
and I saw ba,
Benya Dankwa,
Benya Dankwa,
and ne.
And ne
me fire Yesu.
Me fire Yesu.
Send me crajin kwan.
Send me crajin kwan.
Medawasi.
Medawasi.
So wa Jimmy.
So wa Jimmy.
So I am a body for fro.
So I am a body for fro.
Ewa Yesu dean.
Ewa Yesu dean.
Amen.
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 God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.